Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not saying anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Peggy Jackson, please?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of this service, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I always vote.
Oh, okay. So,
definitely.
All right, ma'am. All right. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Just what is your race?
African American.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
66.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say, you know, they want their president and Congress to focus on. For each, please, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focus on that? Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be reducing crime and gun violence.
For sure. That should be number one.
What number would you give from 0 to 10? What number would you say from 0 to 10? Which, you know, 10 is the most important.
10.
Okay. All right. What about making housing more affordable?
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
No, I guess we're about 8 or 9.
Okay, 8 or 9. Which one do you want me to put?
I'm going to put 8. 8.
Okay, and fighting racism and discrimination.
9. 9.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I think they're about the same.
About the same. Stay about the same. Okay, and do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Say that again.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in, you know, white communities?
Worse.
Worse. Okay. All right, ma'am. And which of the following do you feel, you know, are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to 2. Okay. Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, alcohol, opioids, and fentanyl, cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. You can pick 2 of those to have the most negative impact in the African-American community.
Well, I can't pick none of them because it's all of them in all the communities, so it shouldn't be specified whether it's African American or what. So it's all of them.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be specified whether it's just the black community.
Okay, this survey is specifically, you know, for African American community, ma'am, and just to let you know how.
Well, that's
not
a fair survey, so I'm done with that.
Okay, well, thank you.